Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him and bear witness that there is no deity but Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah, peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household, and those who follow Him until the Day of Judgment. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We started Surah Al-Baqarah before, and the Surah starts by describing three personalities. The first one, four ayat, very simple personality, easy to describe, doesn't need much talk, the personality of believers. One extreme, to the right. The other extreme to the left, the other personality, also clear personality, doesn't need much to explain about, which is the personality of non-believers, explained in three ayat. So, very few ayat. And then in the middle, there is a very wicked, crooked personality that takes a lot of explanation. It's not easy. It's not something that you can explain using three ayat for believers or four ayat for believers or three, four ayat for the non-believers. It takes about from verse, it starts from verse 8 and ends at verse 20. So 13 ayat to describe this personality. 13 ayat to describe this personality. Personality of who? Allah starts introducing their personality by taking words from their mouth and say, okay, this is what they say. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَمَنَّ بِاللَّهِ. They say, we believe in Allah. That's their claim. وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And in the Day of Judgment, we believe in them. We, our actions, our way of life is a demonstration of our belief in them and account, taking them into consideration. But what's the truth? That's their claim. What's the truth? وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. That's not true. They are liars. They are not saying the truth. Or they are saying something that they think sincerely that it is the truth, but it is not the truth. Either they are lying consciously or unconsciously. Either they are lying or deceived. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Here we go. That they think that they are deceiving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they think that they are deceiving the believers. Now, why is this happening? We know that in Mecca, there was no hypocrisy. Why? Because the price of being a Muslim, or the price of declaring Islam, was very, very expensive. And no one wanted to pay that price. Hypocrisy started in Medina, when Islam had strength and weight, and people started to respect the movement. This is when hypocrites started to infiltrate this movement to trying to destroy it. And they are loyal to another leadership that has a conflict of interest with the movement of Islam, and they are trying to destroy it. في قلوبهم يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم. They deceiving no one except themselves. وما يشعرون. And there is a concept here that this ayah is saying that they don't feel that they are deceiving themselves. Why? First of all, you will not be able to see that you're deceiving yourself. After a while, you lie to yourself until you believe your lie, and then it becomes in your eyes truth. Until your eyes are colored and you're not able to recognize that this is wrong and this is right. The wrong becomes right in your eyes, and the right becomes wrong in your eyes. Allah in Surah Fatir said, أَثَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا. It's giving us an example of someone whom his sins and his bad deeds beautified in his eyes, and he is sincerely seeing it. It's not that he's claiming that they are right. No, he is seeing them as right. فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا. That is the very high level of misguidance. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was describing levels of misguidance, and then he reached to the level and he said, كيف بكم إذا رأيتم المعروف منكرا والمنكر معروفا. What is going to be your condition when you see the ma'roof, the good, as munkar, as bad, and the munkar, which is the bad, as ma'roof, as good? And that situation is a very dangerous situation that you people might be in. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسِهِمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. They have admitted a disease in their heart. It's just like an infection. If you have an injury and you admit germs, whether consciously or unconsciously, whether you did it on purpose or you did it by mistake. But there's an infection, little infection that came into your finger. The question is, if there's an infection, and Allah, His attribute is al-bari', al-bari' is the one who cures diseases and infections, then why didn't Allah say, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضْ فَشَفَاهُمُ اللَّهُ? Why wouldn't Allah in this ayah say, they have a disease in their heart, Allah will cure al-bari', will cure, فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ. You know, repent to the one who's going to cure you, to the curer, to the one who cures everybody. So why didn't Allah say that? There's a mystery here. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا? Why did Allah in the verse say, they have an infection and disease in their hearts, so Allah increased the infection and increased the disease. First of all, it's a law of nature, that if you have introduced an infection to your finger or to your injury, and you don't work to clean it right away, it grows. And it keeps growing. Perhaps they cut your fingers at the end. If you let it grow, they cut your finger. Perhaps you cut your entire hand. Because it's your fault. You have an infection. You have recognized that infection. You should work on it when it's little, and all it takes is just a little bit, little surgery or something, and get rid of it. Don't let it grow and becomes a monster that's going to infect your entire heart and becomes corrupted. So that's number one, that's the law of nature. The second reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not curing them, because they are not interested into cure. They have no interest into treating that infection. They have no interest. Actually, they have interest in keeping the infection. That's what they want. So the only way for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to really cure them is to take away their free will and compel them to follow guidance. And Allah does not change His word or His policy. His rules is that He's giving us freedom in this life to choose whatever infection or non-infection, and Allah is not going to compel anyone. So Allah, the only way here is that Allah will take away their free will and compel them. And Allah, مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامِ لِلْعَبِيدِ. I'm not going to change my policies. I'm not going to change my rules in the middle of the game. These are the rules. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they fall under the other law of nature, which is you see an infection, you've recognized an infection, you let the infection grow, it is going to infect your entire body unless you work on it. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. They lied to themselves until they believed their own lie, and their heart become unable to recognize that they are wrong. And this is, by the way, a human nature, that you might see the right wrong and the wrong right. Like, for example, I'll just give you an example. For example, the people who argue homosexuality, they are sincere. When they say homosexuality is not wrong, they are really sincere. They are not really speaking out of knowingly lying. No, that's the way they see it. And that's the way they perceive it. And that's the way they recognize it. So this explains وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. This explains, and they don't feel that they are doing something wrong. They don't feel that this is wrong. They don't feel that there's an infection. They don't feel that there's a disease. Okay? So from the hearts that are non-healthy hearts, they will not be able to recognize the truth. The only way you can recognize the truth and see it, if you have a healthy heart. If you have a healthy heart, then when you see an infection, then you recognize the infection. في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون. And then, by the way, why are we explaining this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it's a duty on us to read the Quran, read the explanations of the Quran, and see to understand the ways of criminal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ وَلِتَسْتَبِينَ سَبِيلُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. We are providing you with clear ayat, so that you can clearly see the ways, the plans, the designs of criminals. وَلِتَسْتَبِينَ سَبِيلُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. It's a duty that believers must understand these ways so that they know how to deal with them. And they see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to deal with them. So Allah is explaining us, this is part of the explanations. سَبِيلُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Among their way is to say, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. If they are confronted by the real reformers, and they tell them, don't spread corruption, don't spread pollution, don't spread contamination, don't spread diseases, their immediate response is, إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْبِحُونَ. They become defensive. And by the way, it's a human temptation. It's a property, it's an attribute of the human soul to become temptation, to become defensive. If you're attacked, your immediate spontaneous response is to become defensive. Allah doesn't judge us for that. Allah judges us for what comes next. The believers, or the ones who have healthy, sound hearts, they are going to immediately recognize that they are being defensive, and they will immediately tame that desire, and they are going to, you know, kill the desire, and then they are going to give a divine response. A response that shows and demonstrates beliefs in the attributes of greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, but, by the way, for some people, very, very special cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that the immediate spontaneous response, their immediate spontaneous response was different than usual human beings. Usual humans, their immediate spontaneous response and desires is temptation based. For example, Prophet Musa, when he confronted the witches of the Pharaoh or the magicians of the Pharaoh, and they threw all their toys, they brought a lot of toys, and they made a big show, you know, a big, huge show with these toys. Imagine that the Pharaoh is trying to demonstrate his power. So imagine how much preparation. The Pharaoh who built the pyramids, the Pharaoh who built all these things, the Pharaoh culture, imagine how much he brought into this day of Eid, this day of feast, to prove that he's right and Musa is wrong. When Musa saw all of that, what was his spontaneous response? Fear. As Allah said in Surah Taha and in Surah Shu'ara, فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. Wait a minute, how could you fear that conflict with the attribute of greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you must have yaqeen in him, trust in him, because he's the most powerful, that he's the most controller, that he is the one in real control and power. So that conflict, okay, that conflict with this, but that was his spontaneous response. Now, Allah immediately corrected him, قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ. Don't you worry about this. This is all, you know, these are all falsehood. And just throw your stick and you will see what's going to happen to this all junk. You know, the same person, that was his spontaneous response early in his mission. The same person, after he had seen all of that, he was confronted by another situation. And you can see the change in his spontaneous response. When he ran away with the children of Israel, and he ran against the Red Sea, and the Pharaoh came attacking them, and the army of the Pharaoh was taking the shape of half a circle. So, from the east, the Red Sea. From the north, south, and west, a half a circle, which is the army of the Pharaoh. Very angry, the Pharaoh is very angry, the army is very angry, and they are very thirsty to blood. The children of Israel looked around and said, no way. We will be caught, we will be killed. قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. And then لَا مُدْرَكُونَ means confirmation. لَا means we are for sure confirmed that we are going to be caught and killed. His immediate response was in the very first verse. No, he didn't fear. He didn't lose the trust this time. His immediate spontaneous response was كَلَّا إِنَّمَا يَا رَبِّي سَهْدِينَ. No way, Allah is with me. So you can see how did he change. However, the typical human soul that has typical desires, the spontaneous response will always be temptation based. And Allah doesn't judge about that. Allah judges is what comes next. You have recognized that infection, which is being defensive. What comes next? Are you going to control it or are you going to let it grow? So, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. If they are told, don't spread corruption in the land, قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. What is, they claim the total opposite. We are reformers. We're not, you know, whether they are saying it sincerely out of their heart, because, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have beautified their sins into their eyes to see it as good, or whether they are lying wickedly, or whether whatever it is, just like the Pharaoh. In Surah Ghafir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Pharaoh, وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ ذَرُونِي أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى وَلْيَدْعُ رَبَّهُ إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَنْ يُبَدِّلَ دِينَكُمْ أَوْ أَنْ يُظْهِرَ فِي الْأَرْضِ الْفَسَادِ. Who are talking? Look who's talking. The Pharaoh is talking to his advisors, and he's saying, they were advising him not to kill Musa. They were advising him. They were having fun. He said, he's an extraordinary guy. So let's play with him and crush him without killing him. Let's have fun here. Let's play. Now, in the middle of the game, the Pharaoh and his advisors were losing the battle. Prophet Musa, it's not fun anymore. He's really making progress. He's really making achievements. And it's not fun anymore. It's not game anymore. They are losing the game. So they should act violently and kill Musa and end the whole thing. So the Pharaoh is saying, Dharuni, let me. Aqtul Musa, kill Musa. وَلِيَدْعُ رَبَّ And let him seek heaven from his Lord and see. إِنِّي أَخَافُ What is his claim? إِنِّي أَخَافُ I am worried. أَنْ يُبَدِّلَ دِينَكُمْ That he's going to change your religion. أَوْ أَنْ يُظْهِرَ فِي الْأَرْضِ الْفَسَادِ Or spread corruption in the land. Who's talking? Look who's talking, the Pharaoh. So whether he's saying it sincerely or out of wickedness, the result is one, is that he's convinced and he's interested into that direction. أَوْ أَنْ يُقَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ We are reformers. However, what is the truth? أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ They are the ones, the main source of corruption. They are the motive behind the corruption. وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ They don't feel it. Why? A corrupted, sick heart will not be able to recognize that. In order to recognize the truth, in order to see al-haqqa haqqan, as we always pray to Allah, أَرِنَا al-haqqa haqqan وَرْزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعَ Make us see the truth as truth, and then guide us to follow it. وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا وَرْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَ Make us see the falsehood as falsehood, and then guide us to stay away from it. So this situation here, this is a healthy heart, but there's no healthy heart here. We're talking about wicked, corrupted heart that they had a small infection and let the infection grow to infect the whole body and the whole heart. How could this heart recognize the truth? It's impossible. وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ They can't see it. They don't feel it. They don't know what they are talking about. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَمِنُوا كَمَا أَمَنَ النَّاسِ Follow the ways of believers. Follow the ways. Believe like people have believed. Follow their ways. In their eyes, in the eyes using the glasses that they have put on their eyes, that when they admitted corruption, their eyes were colored in a certain way to perceive things in a certain... Things, are, by the way, are a matter of perception. Things, we all know that. Things are a matter of perception. People perceive, you perceive something as good, something somebody else perceive it as bad. The question is, who's right and who's wrong? The one who's wearing the glasses of Iqra, read in the name of your Lord, a reading using the names of Allah to read life, this is the one who sees, that has the right perspective, that had the right perception. But the one who takes off these glasses and claims that he has the right perception, he's sincere in saying that he believes that way, but he made a mistake by not wearing these glasses. So they are told, believe like the people have believed. They say, oh, those idiots. Of course they see them as idiots. Because, first of all, they believe in the unseen. They are idiots. They believe by in the sky. Jannah is by in the sky. Where is Jannah? Allah, hello, if there is anybody up there, let him touch my back. To them, they are idiots. Not to mention that those guys are, those idiots in their eyes, are sacrificing great benefits and great interests. For the sake of what? For the sake of buying the sky? For the sake of what? For the sake of unseen things? For the sake of things God knows when we die and wake up again, whether we're going to wake up again or not, or even if we wake up again, what's going to be there? God knows. Those are idiots. أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا أَمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ Those are idiots. Allah is making a very touchy statement. أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ No. They are the ones who are idiots. وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Why Allah is saying that they are idiots? Because they don't know what they are doing. They don't know what they are bringing into themselves. They don't know what kind of establishments they are doing to themselves. The next verse will explain more about why they are the idiots. Because Allah is making fun of them. Allah is mocking them. Look at the next verse. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا When they go and meet the believers, قَالُوا أَمَنَّا They say, we believe. We're like you. We believe in what you believe in. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ When go back their advisors and their allies and their supporters, قَالُوا Their supporters say, what did you say? Just like when one of those leaders go out and is in public and says, لا إله إلا الله, I'm a Muslim, I'm from blah, blah, blah. And then when he goes back to his advisors, you didn't really mean what you said. He says, oh, of course I didn't mean it. I'm just telling them that to mock them or to deceive them. So, قَالُوا آمَنَّا قَالُوا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ When they go back to their advisors and supporters, you say, إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ Allah says, Allah, the response, اللَّهُ يَسْتَهْزِئُ بِهُمْ Allah is mocking them. Allah is the one who is mocking them. And remember, first of all, why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes himself as the one who makes istihza' of them? And in another verse, إِنَّهُمْ يَكِيدُونَ كَيْدَ وَأَكِيدُ كَيْدَ. They're making plots and designs, wicked plots and designs, and Allah is meeting their plots and designs with more superior plots and designs. And they are mocking Allah and the believers, and Allah is meeting their mockery with more superior mockery. The question is, why? It doesn't fit with the attributes of beauty and manners of Allah. No, Allah, the perfect response in front of wickedness is might and strength. That is the perfect response. And Allah is a perfect, mighty God. And this is the way. It would be a deficiency. It will be a deficiency of His Majesty if He meets wickedness with weakness. If He meets wickedness with a weak response. No, the response is very strong. Is that this is what you think you're doing? You're mocking me? I'm going to show you what the real mockery is. And then, but question is how Allah is mocking them. How Allah is making more superior plots and designs against them. Why would it be a mockery? Because in the day of judgment, they will have a big surprise. They will discover in the day of judgment that all the money that they have spent and all the efforts that they have been going through and all these establishments and buildings, they were doing nothing but building their own house in hellfire. They were working hard and struggling in this life, as Allah said, وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي ابْتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ فَإِنْ تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. Don't go down and struggling against the bad guys, because if you experiencing pain and suffering and sacrifice, they are also experiencing pain and suffering and sacrifice. But you have a hope for Jannah, they don't have a hope for. And you know, in another verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ. They are spending a lot of money to turn people away from the path of Allah. They will spend it, and then they are going to regret spending it, and they are going to be defeated at the end. You know, so here we go. They are working so hard, struggling, building, digging their own grave, digging their own bed of fire. That's what they are doing. And the mockery here that Allah is going to mock them, Allah is going to show them at the end of the day of judgment, good job! Good job! You have achieved the great achievements. Look at the big establishment. It's right there waiting for you in hellfire. The angels are going to mock them, and they are going to ridicule them, and they are going to give them a lot of pain, and they are going to have a lot of sorrow. Allahu yastahzi'u bihim. وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. And he is allowing them and give them more space and freedom to grow in evil. Wait a minute. It's a mockery, really. Allah is not stopping them. Allah is letting them grow in wickedness and grow in evil and grow in falsehood. This is really a mockery. Right? Why? Because Allah is telling them, hey, Allah is making them feel that they are being successful. Hey, we're getting what we want. Hey, we're achieving. We're progressing. We're And then at the end, what they get? They get a big bad surprise waiting for them. Now, why is that? Why Allah you've done this to them? The reason is, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. It's to them, they have done a business deal. And that tells, this verse indicates that it's all based on business. It's all based on interest, materialistic interest. To them, that's their scale, business, tijara. فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ. It's all to them, it's a matter of business. It's a matter of oil. It's a matter of tijara. It's a matter of money. It's a matter of strategic interest. It's all business. So Allah is using two expressions. اشْتَرَوْا, buy, and تِجَارَتُهُمْ, business. To say, that's how they looked at the whole thing. That's their worldview. They say, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِي اشْتَرَوْهُ الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ. Here is the righteousness and guidance, and here is the misguidance. They looked here, they saw no benefit, no interest. You know, pie in the sky. I mean, why should we commit to this route? They looked here, they saw a lot of power and control and money and wealth. To them, it's a business. The whole thing is a business. What dragged them into the bit of hellfire is nothing but business. Why did they hate this and why they are following that? It's a business. Why they are misguiding people and turning them away from the path of Allah? It's a business. Business. فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَةُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوْا. Buy the misguidance and denounce and reject the guidance. فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَةُمْ. It's a losing business. وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. They didn't achieve the right way. That's the wrong way that they are heading towards. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives simplified examples to describe their condition. The first simplified example is that several ones. The first one is actually two. The first one is مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا. Their example is the example of somebody who was in complete darkness. Now, this is a video clip. So live through that video clip. Imagine someone or yourself in complete darkness. What do you want if you have a complete darkness? What is the immediate need? Light. اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا. Look for light. فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ. When Allah helps to lighten the surrounding and this person is able to see what is right and what's wrong, what did this person do? ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. That person saw that the business deal is in the wrong way, in the darkness. The darkness, wait a minute, light is not in my best interest. Light is going to make me lose the business, lose whatever I have. So darkness is better. Shut it down. I don't want the light. I'm not interested into the light. This light is bad for me. This light is not in my best interest. Darkness is better. I like darkness. So Allah is not going to take away His light, because a lot of people are benefiting from that light and a lot of people are using this light, and it's not fair for others. So what Allah does, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ. Allah is going to blind their eyes. So the light is there for others to benefit from and to take it as an opportunity, to use it as an opportunity to earn the opportunity to go to Jannah. But Allah will only, to be fair, Allah will blind their eyes to make them in complete darkness. لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. They are interested into that. They admitted the disease. They admitted the blindness in their eye. And Allah gave them, let this blindness grow, because they didn't act on it to clean it and because they are not interested into cleaning it. And then Allah further says, it's not only the eyes. It's not only the eyes. The brain and the heart receive input and output. Input and output from other sources. Input from by hearing. So seeing and hearing. So Allah says, summon, that they don't listen. Okay? Then bukmun, the output. When the output things, when the output directions, when the output speeches, when the output decisions, their decisions are blind. Their speeches are blind. They are blinding other people. They spread blindness. They spread darkness. فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. And they have no way going back. They have no way taking these words back. The words, just like the Prophet says, it goes out of their mouths, it grows to be a big monster. They cannot swallow that monster back, because it doesn't work that way. فَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. Then the other simplified example, which is going to be the end of their description, or the description of their personality. Simplified example described in two verses. Live through it. Especially tonight, it was very rainy and scary. أو كصيبٍ, and there was a thunder and lightning. أو كصيبٍ من السماء, rain, severe rain coming from the sky, just like today. فيه ظلمات, in the darkness of the night. وعاد, brrr, thunder. وبرق, lightning. What are they doing? You know that big bird in Na'ama, أخي يوسف, يعني Na'ama.
Ostrich.
Ostrich. You know what happens to the ostrich when the ostrich is scared? What does it do? Buries his head in the sand, right? Or somebody who's scared, he covers his head with a blanket. The question is, when you bury your head into the sand, did you secure yourself? Did you protect yourself? This example is very consistent with the example of the surah, the spider, Al-Ankabut, that the ones who resort to other than Allah for protection, to other than the guidance of Allah for protection, establishment on other than what Allah has revealed, كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتَ. It is exactly like the example of some of the spider resorting to its house for shelter and protection. And then, would the spider get shelter and protection when it goes to its house? No, that's the weakest house you can ever go to. So, consistent with this example, أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم. That's the example that Allah said. يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت. They bearing the example, they are putting their heads, their fingers, and Allah didn't say one finger, Allah said all their fingers. And that's a form to show how persistent and how excessive they are in rejecting the guidance. They don't reject the guidance with one finger, no. They reject the guidance with all fingers. Just like Prophet Nuh, when Surah Nuh, when he said, وَجَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي أَذَنِهِمْ. They put all their fingers in their ears. Allah, Prophet Nuh said that in Surah Nuh. Prophet Nuh doesn't mean that. That's a figure of speech. It takes only one finger to plug your ears. But it's just to show how persistent they are for 950 years, continuously, persistently, rejecting guidance. So they have done the same thing. But by doing that, this is not going to protect you. I mean, if you block your ears, that's not going to provide any protection. What you need to do, you need to use the light and you need to open your ears so that you can find your way around. But no, that's not what they did. Wallahu muhitum bil kafirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware. He have Allah's surrounding knowledge. Surrounding knowledge means knowledge from all directions. We can't have a surrounding knowledge. Your knowledge is always from your perspective. You can only have one perspective. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ فِي قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. Allah will never give a man two hearts in his chest. You can't have two perspectives. You can't be believer and unbeliever. You can't be with this side or that. You have to take sides. You have to take perspectives. But Allah, no. Allah always talks about His knowledge that is the surrounding knowledge. Surrounding knowledge that you can't say it has a perspective. You can't say from the perspective of Allah. No. Allah's knowledge is surrounding. From all perspective, from all direction. Wallahu muhitun. Allah's knowledge about them is surrounding from all direction. He can see them from under, from above, from right, from left, from behind, from front, from all directions. Allah knows exactly who they are. He's their maker. He make them and He knows exactly who they are. And then the continuation of the example is يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ. The lightning will strike, give some light, okay? The light, because they have got used to being in the dark, what happens if you are in the dark and you suddenly have a sudden light like a thunder, like a lightning? What do you get? You know, the flash in the eye. Your eyes gets flashed, right? Bahar al-aynain, al-aynain tambahir. Flashing of the eyes. So this is like a flash in your eye. And then what happens due to this flash? You're not able to see. Can you ever make a right decision when you are in a state of flashing? No, you can't. There's no rationale there. So that's what this light, which is a blessing from Allah, which is a mercy from Allah, is flashing their eyes because their eyes are used to the darkness. Oh my God! Oh, I can't accept that stoning the adulterers or whatever or doing this. They cannot accept. But you just boom, flash on the eye. You cannot take somebody who lives in the darkness and tell them we're going to stone the adulterer and we're going to put web lashes on the back of the one who drinks. Oh, you can't. I mean, it's a flashing to the eye that they're not ready for. يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَ لَهُمْ مَشَوْ فِيهِ. Every time they get, you know, just imagine the situation. Dark, scary, creepy, you know, lightning, rain, darkness, light. They try, they are in complete darkness. They don't know what to do. They are confused. We don't know how to get out of this situation. We have put ourselves in a situation that things are not working the way we planned. What to do next? They get some lightning. Oh, go this direction. Boom. And then they end up back in darkness. And then they see some light. They go in that direction. And then find themselves in darkness. Wait for light. Oh, that direction. Find themselves in darkness. كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَ لَهُمْ مَشَوْ فِيهِ وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا. When the lightning is gone, again, back. Don't know what to do. Confused. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ. If Allah wants, Allah would have completely taken their ears and their eyes and make them like what? Like the other extreme that we talked about, which is the left extreme that Allah described in the four ayat that preceded these ayat. Which is the what? Extreme of non-believers. Remember, started describing believers, four ayat describing non-believers, and then 13 ayat describing those people. So Allah is saying, if He wants, He would have made them just like those. The ones who, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يَؤْمِنُونَ. If Allah wants, He would have made them just like those. The non-believers, it's even. Whether you give them a thunder light, or you don't give them a thunder light. Whether you lit a fire for them, whether you warn them, or you don't warn them, the final result is the same. لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Case is closed. That's it. Allah would have closed their eyes and ears and made them like these ones. If He wants, Allah would have made people either black or white, right or wrong, dark or this way or that way. But Allah meant, intentionally, it's part of His design, to allow such a state, which is state of in the middle, in between. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Don't wonder. Allah is able to do anything. He's the maker. He made them and He could have decided this way or that way. There's a wisdom behind everything. We will learn that wisdom, inshallah, in the Day of Judgment. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. If you have any questions.